Holly continues to struggle toward healing. Mission interns get the green light to go, and Christian students living in a Buddhist culture get a much-needed shot in the arm. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Mali's official presidential vote count could be released a couple of days early with no further need of a runoff. Election officials say the former prime minister is comfortably in the lead. Tensions are building as rivals threaten to disregard the poll results. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer says they're hoping for the best. He warns there's a long way to go for healing in Mali.
Even though there's a ray of hope in what we're talking about, you know, with elections, there's also this gaping need of 1.4 million people still in need of food assistance.
Initially, BGR was there responding.
Having people there, boots on ground, followers of Christ, is a way we ensure that there's compassion and there's a message of hope.
However, the fighting finally took its toll.
Some of our key contacts have had to come out of the area. It's a hard living situation, plus it's a lot of spiritual warfare and health care issues.
BGR needs your help. Can you pray, give, or go? Details at our website. Next, a United States legal battle against religious discrimination sees a rare victory. The American Center for Law and Justice says a California school tried to make Child Evangelism Fellowship pay to hold a Bible club there. California law lets religious groups use school facilities free of charge, but the school wouldn't back down. Since ACLJ and CEF won their case, the school is changing its policy. Pray kids hear the gospel through CEF's Bible clubs. This is Mission Network News. 1 in 8 people worldwide are malnourished, and every 4 seconds, someone starves to death. New U.S. legislation tackles global hunger head-on. Food for the Hungry's Dave Evans says the Global Food Security Act of 2013 is built on biblical truth.
God is a God who loves the poor, and you know, he desires both spiritual and physical well-being.
The act gives foreign food aid a protected place in the U.S. budget.
A really small percentage of your tax dollar, less than 0.5%, goes to programs like this. That is a very small amount of money, but crucial that it not be cut further.
It's a law that would help groups like Food for the Hungry bring physical and spiritual food to the nations.
This isn't passing out fish for a day. This is teaching people to fish for a lifetime.
Pray the legislation will pass. Find more ways to help at missionnetworknews.org. Next, have you ever wanted to get a taste of life as a missionary? Kate Hildebrand with the Mission Society says they're getting ready to send out another round of green light interns this month to the mission field.
We pair students up with a mentor who's a missionary with us on the field or a local partner that we know and trust. And that mentor kind of walks them through, okay, this is what everyday life looks like on the mission field.
Interns often come back with a new vision for sharing the gospel.
There's one girl I know who she just went for a 2-month summer run in Kenya last year. And this girl is just on fire. She has worked with her church since then, doing a mission weekend with them, and is planning on coming back in 2014.
This season's internships?
We have opportunities in Namibia, Kenya, Paraguay, Peru, and Thailand. And our summer 2014 opportunities are soon to come.
Interested? There's more information at missionnetworknews.org. And Thailand may have religious freedom, but socially it's not as easy. The Isan community of Thailand is steeped in Buddhist culture, and their community is important to them. If someone in the Isan culture knows their family's opposed to Christianity, they may not share their faith to avoid conflict. The International Mission Board says the iService conference is going to Thailand in 2 weeks to encourage Isan Christians with teaching and worship. Pray for a bold witness in Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Churches are always looking for a great missions resource. How about the Mission Network News bulletin inserts? Up-to-date news to help get your friends out of the pew and actively involved in outreach. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Gilbert.